You're listening to The Big Show with Russick and Rose.
And now drops and Kane shoots. Trickling puck. Nordstrom reaches out with his left leg and kicks it away from Lynette. That was going in. In tight. Huberdeau trying to go backhand and forehand. They score.
On the official home of your Calgary Flames.
The Flames win it. Yeah, baby.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
He made it. It's a short week, but it's Friday. It's The Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, live from Doug Lacey's Basement Systems downtown studio. I said yesterday before we said goodbye that we're just going to ease in to the weekend. Just like when you're at the beach or you're in the pool and you just kind of go in slowly.
Oh, you no dip, cannonballs?
No jackknife.
Yeah.
And you got to keep your leg really close to your chest when you do the jackknife.
It gets the biggest splash radius. We all know it.
That's probably the best way to go in a pool and just shock your body and just get right in instead of going in slowly.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. But we said we're going to ease in. We're going to take our time. We're just going to, you know, float into the weekend after yesterday, the historic edition of The Big Show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Where we had Bizarro Big Show and Craig Conroy on at the same time. Like, yesterday was a massive program.
Oh, yeah. It was monumental.
Yes.
Pivotal.
Like, I'm sure...
A fork in the road of society.
Yeah, I'm sure maybe a dozen people in this city talked
at
about
least,
it yesterday.
I would say at least. Maybe a baker's
well,
dozen.
Well, Alex, do you want me to pump your tires up a little bit this morning?
Oh, of course, George.
Yeah, I know. So I had ball hockey last night.
Oh, boy.
And in the dressing room before the game, Alex, first thing a couple guys say to me, Alex did pretty good.
Hey.
And I'm like, I gotta say this on the
All
air
right.
tomorrow. Because
let's
I'll
go.
Give him his cookies here.
Alex is, you know, he's probably going to enjoy that. So did you get any messages from anybody? Like,
yeah, I got a lot of support. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Julian sent me a message.
Oh, really?
Really, really nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of nice, kind words of support. Art texted me, said he thinks I did a good job. So that's good.
Mm.
It was a really nice afterglow of the show. It was really fun.
Okay. You did a great job yesterday. Although you didn't really listen to what Frank was saying. You were just rapid-firing questions. You were just like, no follow. But that's okay, because I think you were a little nervous. I think you were a little more nervous than you thought you were going to be. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I appreciate your honesty, and if you missed Bizarro Big Show yesterday, when Alex was in the chair, and then Patrick was sitting here like Dave Nonis at the Craig Conroy press conference where nobody was talking to him for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That was good for you, like, because Maddie and I back there kept saying, is Patrick going to ask a question here, or... But no, it was good, and Frank, shout out to Frank Saravalli for playing along, too. If you missed Bizarro Big Show yesterday, check out the podcast. Google, Apple, Amazon, Spotify... Wherever gets your favorite podcast, sure. As I mentioned, forget us dipping our toe into the weekend. We got a jam-packed show. How did we get four guests today? How did this even happen?
I don't know.
Usually we're not this guest
like,
heavy.
Whoa, we got no spot for any more guests.
Well, it was the we had Jason at 7, and then
Jason Bukala coming up at 7. Yeah,
and then Caleb Joseph at 7:30, and then I was like, do we want the open 8?
Yeah. And I'm like, let's just get Derek on because Derek should be on talking about the new GM.
Yeah, there's so. It's an easy guest list.
And then we're doing the Speargrass Golf Show. Mitch Fox is going to be one of our guests. And there's also a story I saw this morning on Golf Digest. If you win Lotto Max tonight, you can buy a pretty sweet estate here in Calgary.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, it's just $60 million tonight.
Oh,
so you wouldn't blow all of your load on this estate. But we'll do that in the Speargrass Golf Show. How was softball last night?
Oh, softball was great.
Did you guys win?
Yeah, we did. Another walk-off.
Were you on base? Were you jumping up and down?
I wasn't on base. I was only on base, I think, yesterday. I don't know. I didn't have a good day at the plate. But,
Why? It's slow pitch.
Because I have held a bat for like 2 years my entire life. Like,
okay.
I never played baseball.
Really? I thought you were a big baseball guy.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I know.
At all.
I know.
I'm
aware.
So, yeah. been trying to work on the swing a little bit this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. Brother hit a walk-off home run inside the park.
You know what?
Won the game.
You know what?
We were down by three going into the seventh inning.
Oh, wow. Down three going into the seventh?
Yep.
You got it against their closer?
Yes.
Who's throwing a 20-foot arc?
Yes, exactly.
You know what?
Well, the closer was also the opener and the guy who pitched all the other innings, too. But yeah, exactly.
You know what? This make sure we rewrite this down somewhere because it is Friday and we're all in a little brain fog today. We got a former major league catcher on at 7:30, Caleb Joseph, who's great, and was like roasting Alek Manoah yesterday, and it's the perfect day to have him on today.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to ask Caleb Joseph to give Maddie some tips at the plate for slow pitch.
Good.
See?
Yeah. Yeah,
like, because we might as well ask a former major leaguer to give you some tips at the dish.
Because I'll be able to apply what he says.
Well, I'm sure he'll oversimplify it for you. So can I share a quick story with you or no?
Sure, go ahead. By all means.
And again, this is eye rolling because it is boasting a little bit. But when I was at the other job co-hosting the morning show, we were able to do like a home run hitting contest at Rogers Center.
Mm-hmm.
And you go there and you do all these drills and like it was awesome. Like you're on the field, you're doing all these drills with all these like Blue Jays Hall of Famers. So well, obviously, we all know the stuff that happened off the field and since then hasn't been good for him. But Roberto Alomar gave me some tips on my swing. And I'm like, I guess that's okay. Hall of Famer Roberto Alomar giving me tips on my swing. And I swear to God, like ever since he just gave me this slightest little tip, I was already a decent hitter in slow pitch. I was like Barry Bonds in slow pitch because of what he told me to do.
I'm more like the A&W guy in that commercial with Vladdy and his father.
You're more like the burger guy?
Yeah, the burger dude.
But like Roberto Alomar like giving me I can't speak English.
Roberto swing Alomar taught you how to swim.
Tips.
Wow,
no.
That's incredible.
Swing tips.
I'd be a lot more impressed if he taught you how to swim.
Look, here's the photo. Look, here's me. There's Roberto Alomar tossing me a ball. Is that awesome at Rogers Center?
Look at that.
Yeah. It's Robbie F. and Alomar.
Yeah.
Mind you, not good, some of the stuff that was talked about him. Right, but whatever. So we'll have Caleb Joseph on.
Sure.
7:30.
Yeah.
And we'll get him some swing
tips. Fix my swing.
Yeah. Just like things to do, where to put your shoulder, your feet, everything. And then you can incorporate your next game. And then you report back to us next Thursday after your next slow pitch match.
Another big game next week, too.
And then all of a sudden,
last
like,
game of the regular season.
That's it? How many games have you played?
I think like five, but they play, I think, three seasons in the summer.
Seasons. I was going to say, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because usually it lasts from like April to September, and it's one giant season.
No, I actually like the three different seasons because that way people can take their vacations and not really miss games. You just take a season off and then you just fill it.
Oh, okay.
No problem.
Makes sense. So we'll ask Caleb Joseph some swing tips for you.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
And then all of a sudden we'll see if you incorporate them and all of a sudden you turn into a big-time masher.
I assume that I will.
Yeah, you're like the Aaron Judge of your team then all of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.
I'm the clown who, when I was at Winners recently, came across some batting gloves.
Yeah.
And bought them.
Oh, yeah.
And now I don't even wear them.
Oh, really? What do you, pee in your hands like Moises Alou, I told you?
No, I just
keep the calluses rough.
Nope, I just pick
up
the
bat. You shake somebody's hand and their hand starts bleeding because your hand is so rough.
No,
that's how you want it.
No, that's not what I mean. My point was that I'm not nearly good enough with the bat to wear batting gloves.
Okay,
so I had to go back to just raw dogging it, bare fisting,
bare backing on the dish, which is fine. I'm sure you just want a better feel because we all know it just feels better when you do that at the dish. We got a busy show today. I want to start off with something really dumb on a Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Something really stupid. Because yesterday it was mentally, you know, you had to be mentally sharp yesterday because it was such a big show. Today I'm just like,
fell asleep in the seven, but yeah, go on.
No, you didn't. We were laughing it up back there. Like when you were out like, hey, is Patrick going to ask a question? I got something from Alex. You guys heard of Aaron Rodgers?
I think so.
Yeah.
Quarterback for
New York Jets.
Yes.
Patrick's beloved Green Bay Packers former quarterback. He was on Mad Dog Sports Radio on Sirius XM yesterday.
I know where this is going.
And
before
he had something
or after
interesting.
He banged up his calf.
This was after.
Mm.
So he was asked about a specific artist that he really likes and listens to.
Oh.
Do you got the clip, Alex?
Yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a big fan.
Hmm.
Is that all you got?
So you're going to be there this weekend. Okay. Now, who do you go to Taylor Swift with?
I got some friends who are also big fans who are kind of in my age group. So we're go together.
Taylor Swift favorite song. Just because my... Do you have one? My girls are going to ask me, and if I don't ask the question, I'm going to be in trouble later.
It's tough. It's really tough. I think my favorite album is Folklore. My favorite song off that album is probably August. And my favorite music video is I Bet You Think About Me, which came out recently, like a year ago or so, yeah. I think.
That's a great
and
one.
A couple of my friends were, Miles Teller and his wife were in it.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. So,
and then just name drops Miles Teller at the end.
Right. Star of Maverick, Top Gun 2.
My friend, Miles Teller.
Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers is a Swiftie.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
What I want to ask
that was
you,
incredible.
What I want to ask you on the South Trail Hyundai text line at 960-960, name and location. I want you to, you know how I like to swim around in the pool of truth on this show?
No fibs.
Yeah, we like to be very, what we do on the show is we like to be truthful with you, and we like to call out our mistakes and make fun of our mistakes because everyone makes mistakes. But what I want this morning from you, our text line is, give us the artist or group you listen to that your friends don't know you like, and you kind of keep it a secret.
Mm.
Like, I'm sure Aaron Rodgers really, you know, was probably keeping it under wraps until he's saying, you know what, world, I'm a full-blown Swiftie. I don't care anymore. Who wouldn't know knows? I love Taylor Swift. I love her music. Give us the artist or the band
I'm just
that
imagining,
your
like...
friends don't know you secretly like or listen to that you'd be way too embarrassed to tell them or even your coworkers. 960-960, name and location. Like, it could be something super sappy. Like, you're a big Adele fan that none of your friends know about that, and you're like a big tough guy and whatever. You eat nails for breakfast. And then when you hear someone like you, a tear rolls down your cheek. Like, I want to hear that this morning. Who is like your favorite secret artist or group that you don't really share with your friends that you secretly love to listen to? That's sort of embarrassing. 960-960, name and location. Do you got one, Maddie?
I don't know. I'm currently just scrolling through my Spotify, and there's nothing on here that I would be ashamed of, per se. Like, what do I have on here? Some old stuff from when I was a kid, like some 3 Days Grace and some Kings of Leon that I probably wouldn't necessarily go out and brag about. There's some Nelly in here.
Yeah. See, Nelly's not. No, that's not embarrassing. See, we just got a text. Olivia Rodrigo for me.
I listen to a ton of Fall Out Boy still, like a lot of Fall Out Boy.
See, this is awesome. Kevin in Lethbridge, I'm 40 years old and I'm a huge One Direction fan. Love that boy band. Yeah. See?
Sure.
That's what I like.
I don't have anything like that.
Scott from Calgary, Tiffany.
Phil
from Crossfield, I secretly listen to Fifth Harmony.
Oh, boy.
See? This is what I'm talking about.
Aqua and for Wedley.
So you, Wedley loves Aqua.
I don't even need to keep that a secret.
Tell us your secret band or artist that you listen to, and if you give us a song, we'll play it on the way, on the breaks today.
Oh,
in and out of breaks,
ins and outs?
Too. Ins and out of the breaks.
Sounds good.
Mm. Like we're like an FM station, like we're doing the ins and outs of breaks. Give us your secret band, Mike.
Alex,
it's Nickelback. I'm never going to give them up.
Yeah. I'm sure Nickelback is going to be one of
this
those.
Is a very,
very
this is a very here. Clever text. I listen to 960 Morning Show all the time. Won't tell a soul. That's excellent. You're not the only one, though.
Very clever.
Because we just got like 10 text messages in a matter of seconds. So at least there's 10 other people listening right now.
Yeah, you can share.
Like, that's what we do. Like, dozens of people are listening to
Didn't
us.
Didn't even leave his name.
Yeah, Nick from Crossfield. A Miley Cyrus party in the USA will always get me singing along. I'm sure Nick does it by himself in the car.
There is a lot of Miley Cyrus songs that I can groove along to. That's for sure.
Mike, it's Nickelback. I'm never going to give them up. Wedley says, please play Dr. Jones by Aqua.
Please. So good.
So, Alex, can you get Dr. Jones by Aqua ready, and we'll play that going into the break?
Yes, I can.
because Wedley's a hard see Brad and Calgary. Ellie Goulding, Burn, Brad and Calgary. See?
Burn this is what a I great want. Song.
Yeah, but this is amazing what I want. Stuff. This is what I want to hear.
Shakira, sure. Yeah,
I
by
love
all means.
Me some Shakira. By the way, I have an update on the Shakira thing.
What?
Remember, I gave you the remember I gave you the Shakira story how Tom Cruise was hitting on Shakira at the F1 race in Miami and she kept shooting him down?
Yeah.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
Because I don't care about celebrities kissing and hitting on each other. That doesn't interest me at all.
Like, Patrick, did Maddie just have a big glass of haterade this morning?
I just don't care about celebrities.
Why are you getting mad about
all
this?
I'm not getting mad about it.
Is she entertaining his ass?
When was the last time that Shakira was relevant?
Well, recently, her and Gerard
Super
Piqué.
Bowl? What does it matter?
Split up.
Go ahead.
Her hips don't lie.
Go ahead.
So apparently, Tom Cruise, that's his, quote, dream woman.
Yeah. Mm.
And apparently she's like, this has to stop.
Ooh.
It's too much. Quote, she doesn't want to embarrass or upset him, but there's no attraction or romance on her part.
Oh.
She was just being friendly. She's flattered, but absolutely not interested.
Well.
So, that sounds like a note that you would get passed along in high school.
She went to the media for that.
Yeah. It's like, Tom, like, you've been friend-zoned enough. Like, I'm not interested in you. And that's kind of hope for all you dudes out there who are friend-zoned right now. First of all, get the hell out of that.
Mm.
Second of all, Tom Cruise can even get friend-zoned. That means all of us can get friend-zoned. Mm-hmm. Well,
there
not all of us, because some of us are smart enough not to get friend-zoned. But even Tom Cruise can get in the friend-zone.
There you go. I'm too bad for him, I guess.
Yeah.
Can't have anybody.
Nope.
Maybe you should be a little taller.
Could be. Maybe not drink the blood of a fetus. Like, I don't know. Maybe you could do that, too.
Well, there's a lot of things that probably shouldn't be doing.
These are awesome. Things are flying into the text line right now. 960-960, name and location. We just got a text. Justin Bieber, don't come at me. See? He's a Belieber, which is fine. We all like a couple of Bieber songs.
Oh, man. There's a lot of Bieber songs that I like.
Ryan.
Peaches was a banger.
Kesha's TikTok will always be my jam.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't brush their teeth with a bottle of Jack?
Yeah, TikTok goes on. You know that. You know
morning,
your night's
right?
getting lit. Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
We're turning it up now. We're getting like, I don't know, 2013 wasted.
Yeah.
960-960. name and location on the South Trail Honda text line. Gord in Riverbend. Bonnie Tyler, I Need a Hero. I sing that Mother in the Car.
I literally will turn on like the Shrek soundtracks and listen to them like front to back.
Really?
For the first two Shrek films.
Body.
Oh.
Yeah. What's even like the most... this is great. What's even the most... Alex, can you please find Lady by Kenny Rogers, please? Because this one just came from Randy and Okotoks. Can you please find Lady by Kenny Rogers? Lady.
So this is Patty's going to get us canceled for copyright. Yeah. That was spot on. Well done.
Yeah, Randy and Okotoks. Kenny Rogers, Lady, it reminds me of my ex and I cry. See, that's nice. That's nice. Probably didn't want to share that information with anybody else in his life. But shares it on her text line.
Every once in a while, just need a good cry.
Yeah.
Throw on the beatbox.
Yeah. So, again, you want to share as artist, group, or even song that's super embarrassing that you love. Because Aaron Rodgers went on Mad Dog Sirius Sports Radio yesterday, Mad Dog Sports, and says, yeah, I'm a Swiftie. He named some albums. He named some songs.
He also said in that interview with Adam Shine that the only thing he knew about New Jersey was Teterboro Airport and Jersey Shore, and that he never watched The Sopranos.
Oh, okay. But I like he's honest.
Yeah. He's like, you know what? It was on at a, you know, I was watching Entourage at the time, and I'm a one-show guy, so I stuck with Entourage.
Yeah. One-show guy.
I've actually watched a little bit of Entourage lately, just seen the repeats. I'm like, this
is
very
HBO
good.
HBO lately.
It's okay. Yeah. It's probably better years ago than it is now.
Yeah. It's not like The Sopranos. You can watch The Sopranos no matter
Sopranos
what.
Sopranos is excellent.
That was one of those first HBO shows that was really carried
but
from
it's like
real-life characters playing themselves in hyperbolic form. Like, yesterday I watched the episode with James Woods where he tries to get tickets to the ball from Turtle and Bravo.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. James Woods literally losing his mind.
Well incredible. On the vein of those show, like, the newest season of Curb, Curb Enthusiasm, is... Mm. Like, it's just outstanding. Like, Larry David is such.
Yeah.
It's everything incredible. Touches, like, it's incredible. Did you find my song yet, Alex? He's running back.
Where's he going?
running.
Yeah, I got Kenny Rogers and Aqua here.
Okay, no, but we're going to play Aqua into the break. Do you have Lady by Kenny Rogers
Lady.
Right now?
Yes, I
Can you play that
do.
For me, please? Thanks to Randy and Okotoks.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Turn this up a little bit.
Those first few notes.
Yeah. Randy is like, Randy's listening to this right now and go, man, damn my ex, all the good memories, the heartbreak at the end. RIP to Kenny Rogers, too.
Yeah, 2020.
Great chicken. Did you ever have Kenny Rogers chicken? It was good.
Is that like a chain?
Yeah.
Down in the U.S.?
Yeah.
I don't think it was here. I don't think I ever had it.
It was in Ontario.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Yeah, the Seinfeld episode where Kramer's addicted to Kenny Rogers chicken. It's fantastic. Yeah. And they had it in Ontario. It was great. It was pretty good.
It still exists.
All right. Let's go into Aqua because we'll go to the break. Your favorite artist, group, or song that you're way too embarrassed to tell your friends and family that you secretly love. 960-960.
Oh, man, this song just... This is a Friday banger.
Tell me you wouldn't give Renee from Aqua a kidney if he needed it.
Part of my liver.
If you see someone just raving in the river to this later down by Lindsay, just don't ask questions. Hey, let me be.
Wedley, you're welcome.
Let me go my way.
Wedley, you're welcome. Your favorite group, artist, song that you're way too embarrassed to tell your friends and family you listen to, but you'll tell us on the 960 South Trail Hyundai text line, 960-960, name and location, and we'll play them on the ins and outs all morning. And I'm going to ask some of our guests this question, too. And Caleb Joseph's going to give Maddie some slow pitch tips.
Oh, yeah.
How to swing better.
But first, tear into Alec Manoa.
Yeah. Yes, because he did last night. It was awesome. Yes. Turn it up, Alex. It's a Friday.
Get up now.
Is it last weekend in May? Last weekend in May.
Who cares?
I think so. I don't know.
Like, what?
I'm just excited.
Why are you so angry today?
I'm not angry.
He's angry today.
Oh, my God.
He's
pissed off.
Angry?
He's hungry, probably.
So much garbage.
Angry? Yeah, that's gross that all those crumbs are flying out of your keyboard, too.
Oh. What the?
All right. It's the big show. Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hey, it's Haley Salvian from The Athletic. For a look at the latest on your Calgary Flames and NHL news, go click and subscribe to the Hockey Central 960 podcast. While you're there, please rate and review the show.
You know those, what was the old slogan for those
Where's
pills?
The beef?
No, the Viagra commercials. It was the Good Morning one.
Oh, crap.
I can't remember what the slogan was, but this is kind of the vibe I get from this song. Like a commercial of like a whole community of people with like huge smiles and like moving in like synchronicity.
No, I liked all those ED commercials where the guy couldn't throw the football through the tire. Hey, he was all sad and his wife's just shaking her head because he can't throw the old football through the tire.
And then he takes the pill.
And then all of a sudden something happens.
And then it goes through all of the side effects and he's just like, I could make this throw.
And then all of a sudden throws a laser right through it.
A dart.
He has all the confidence in the world again. Keep him rolling at 960-960, name and location on the South Trail Hyundai text line. Aaron Rodgers was on Mad Dog Sports Radio on Sirius XM yesterday. He admitted that he's totally a Taylor Swift fan, and he was saying his favorite songs, his favorite folklore, his favorite album, his favorite songs. We want to get from you on the South Trail Hyundai text line. We're going to play music in and out because it's Friday. It's the last weekend in May. The weather's getting warmer.
Yeah.
Matthew Tkachuk's going to win a Stanley Cup, which sucks, but... good vibes on a Friday. Who's your most embarrassing song that you like, artist or band? 960-960, name and location. We'll play them all morning. We'll give you a shout out. Just make sure you tell us where you are and where you're texting from because we've got to give you the credit. 960-960, name and location on the South Trail Hyundai text line. But right now, a sort of kind of busy night in sports.
Given the time of year, yes. I would say yes.
Oh, and by the way, later on, Alex is going to give us a gaming trivia question. For your chance to win tickets to GameCon Canada, powered by TELUS. It's the largest gaming conference in Western Canada. We'll do that later on in the program. But right now, it's time for the Rose Report. And it's brought to you by Motorworks. If you own a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. They'll gladly match and then beat any competitor's price by 10% on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Marty Rose.
Matt Rose.
Matt Rose.
Adam Rose.
Rose and Bloom.
Matty Rose.
Yeah, good morning, friends. Heading into the weekend here. Lots of stuff to tell you about. Hockey, baseball, basketball, and some of it local as well. We'll start with the Stars and the Golden Knights, who played Game 4 yesterday. For the Dallas Stars, no Jamie Benn, no Evgeny Dodonov. Vegas led by a goal, but then Jason Robertson would tie it up. Jonathan Marchessault would give Vegas another lead, but once again, Jason Robertson would score to tie the game, his first multi-goal game in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That would help the Dallas Stars push this game to overtime.
Robertson on the right wing side got into the slot. Here's Hintz, drags it, saved by Hill. He's face down, the puck is loose. Up top, Haskinen, left side shot, score! Pavelski, a one-timer! Joe Pavelski keeps the Dallas season alive and sends this series back to Vegas.
The Stars score on the power play. Braden McNabb had taken a high-sticking penalty that he couldn't really argue with. It was his second of the sort where kind of trying to hold his spot in front of the net, gets his stick up, catches a player in the face. Had to sit for two the first time, doesn't sit for two the second time. Dallas wins this game. They send it back to Las Vegas. Joe Pavelski scores the overtime winner. He's the oldest player to avoid elimination with an OT goal, doing so at the age of 38, 318 days, almost 39. That'll extend that series. Goes to Vegas for Game 5 on Saturday. Still feels like a very large hill to climb for the Dallas Stars, but we shall see.
Were you like me and you were kind of disappointed that Dallas won last night? I wanted both series to end in a sweep.
Yeah, I was. Although, like a gentleman's sweep, I'm like, it's not that different. But I was like, just clean it up. Just nice, clean, eight games, and off we go.
And I actually thought about you yesterday when there was all this talk that whether or not Jake Onger was actually going to start because he hasn't been very good. Why'd you roll your eyes?
Because, what, you're going to go Scott Wedgwood for...
They thought about it.
Pete DeBoer said the day before they're not going, that he's squashed it. It wasn't a question yesterday.
Okay.
He had said the day before they were going Jake Oettinger the whole way.
It's his net.
It's his net. He's the guy. Yeah. He's their player.
And I was really thinking about this yesterday, too. Like, we're really staring at an Aiden Hill, Sergei Bobrovsky Stanley Cup final.
Mm.
Like, Aiden effing Hill?
Mm.
Like, really?
The Arizona Coyote greats,
yeah.
Right? I don't know. This Vegas goaltending situation is one of those things where you're like,
it's been good.
Does it matter? Like, does getting good goalies matter, or are they just all good goalies?
No, but it's the old adage. You don't need a great goaltender to win the Stanley Cup. You just need great goaltending.
Yes.
Like, look at Darcy Kemper. The Avalanche were so good last year. Darcy Kemper was good. It wasn't great, but that team was so stacked. He didn't have to be great. He just had to be good. And he was good, and they won the cup.
Swept the Oilers with Pavel Francouz between the pipes.
Yeah.
Like, one of those things, right? Aiden Hill's a battler, too. I liked him getting in the face of some of the Dallas Stars in the first period when they were crashing his net. Good for him.
Are we not talking enough about Jack Eichel's playoffs?
If the Vegas Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup, he's probably the Conn Smythe guy.
Which is
because
crazy.
That means that Sergei Bobrovsky's numbers will not be as good.
Yeah.
And it means that Matthew Tkachuk will not have had the winning impact. But, like I said in the morning report yesterday, there's no player that has been more offensively dynamic in this series. And yesterday, Jason Robertson kind of entered the chat. First multi-goal game of the Stanley Cup playoff career for Robertson. But Jack Eichel's on a little bit of a different level right now. And it's not just the plays for goals and all that. It's easy entries, easy exits. He's always back in his zone, helping his defenseman out. Like, he's been another player that's been impressive to watch as the playoffs have gone on. Stanley Cup final schedule is out as well. Could go two different ways depending on Saturday's Game 5 result.
4 weeks from now?
Yeah. If Vegas wins Game 5 and advances to the Stanley Cup finals, it'll begin on May the 31st.
Okay.
Which actually isn't bad.
No.
If Dallas extends the series and wins Saturday, then game one is going to be June 3rd.
Oh, boy.
No matter what, the playoffs will go no longer than June the 19th.
That's
that would
too
be game
to begin
seven.
With.
Excuse me.
I've always been a guy, because I remember when I was a kid when they handed the Stanley Cup out in May.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they should hand the Stanley Cup out in June. This is a take I've had for a long time. End the season in May. Like, we should have June, July, August hockey free. Even, you know what? Even start the season a little earlier. We're all ready to watch hockey in late September. We're good. Mm-hmm. Like, the preseason, late September, I'm ready to watch hockey. Doesn't have to start in October. Nobody wants, like, who, the beautiful weather outside in Canada, we're all stuck inside in the freezing cold. You want to sit there and watch hockey on June 19th? Really? Give the damn thing away in May. You're ready to watch hockey in September. You're already, like, got the itch. You got the feels. You want to start watching hockey again. We should really start. Gary should say, you know what? George, I agree with you in Calgary, the mediocre sportscaster on that show in Calgary in the morning. You're right. We should give the cup away in May like we used to, because the season should not extend into June. Sorry, it shouldn't. Basketball's different.
I love summer hockey. Like, I love playing summer hockey.
But I think you're in the minority.
I probably am.
You are.
But I'm, June 13th, like, it's a long season.
Yeah,
end
it in May.
Any problem with it.
I'm just saying, start it earlier, end it earlier.
All right. If Dallas does extend,
by
then
like 2 weeks.
June the 3rd would be when it begins. World Championship quarterfinals yesterday. Several Flames are now in medal contention after the quarterfinals. And really, gold is certainly on the table. Captain Tyler Toffoli scored for Canada, and Mackenzie Weegar had an assist. The Canadians bested Mikko Rantanen and the Finns 4-1. The Americans also advanced. They beat Czechia 3-0. Matt Coronato scored the opening goal for the Americans. Canada will get Latvia in the semifinals after they upset Sweden. The Americans will face Germany after they upset the Swiss. Those games will go at 5:20 and 9:20 Saturday morning. Canadians in the first game. Memorial Cup begins tonight, too. The Q champs, the Quebec Ramparts, they take on the host Kamloops at 7 o'clock. Unsigned Flames prospect Cameron Wynot will patrol the blue line for Quebec. Flames prospect Lucas Siona is the captain of the Seattle Thunderbirds. They play their first game tomorrow against the Peterborough Pete's out of the OHL. Jays were taken on the Rays. Four-game series finale was yesterday. Alec Manoah on the mound trying to get this train back on the tracks, but unfortunately the Rays just the better group to start the season.
Pitch to Margot. Little dribbler to the right side. This will get a run in. The Blue Jays were in anyway. Margot has his ground ball handled by Guerrero, who applies the tag into the chest. Two pitches, two runs. The result, 5-1 Rays.
Jays get the first run, but then Manoah gets lit up for five runs. He only lasted three innings, four earned runs, three hits, five walks, six strikeouts. Zach Eflin went seven strong for the Rays. Toronto added a couple in the ninth to make it a respectable-looking box score. 6-3, your final. And this from John Schneider after.
You got punched right in the face the last 10 days or so, and you got to understand that, and you got to make adjustments, and you got to have the right attitude. You got to have the right focus going forward, and talking to the guys, you know, and hearing them, it's got to happen tomorrow. And yes, it's a tough division. Yes, that's a good team, and we're still a good team too.
Doesn't it feel a little like John Schneider's in over his head just a little bit?
This last week has certainly felt that way.
Yeah, arguing balls and strikes all the time, mismanaging the roster, the whole Alec Manoah fiasco when he went to the mound the second time. That's something I want to ask Caleb Joseph coming up at 7:30.
Yeah.
Like, and it all stems back to the disaster that was the second game against the Mariners in the wild card round.
Montoyo was fired for less. I know the records are
That's a great point.
The records were similar.
Yeah.
Montoyo was fired for less. Schneider is making mistake after mistake, and this is going back to last year.
But Montoyo got fired because he was mismanaging the bullpen a little bit, but the bullpen was a turd.
Yeah,
he was just trying to polish a turd.
The bullpen is a lot better this year.
Montoyo wasn't making the mistakes John Schneider is making.
No.
That's something we'll ask Caleb Joseph about coming up at 7:30.
Jays have lost 8 of 9. The only win, that silly 20-1 victory. They've also lost 9 of 11 against AL East opponents and sit last in the division. Last in the division, 10.5 games back of the Rays after this series. Jays will start a fresh three-gamer in Minnesota. They'll battle the Twins at 6:10 tonight. Kevin Gausman will head to the bump. If you want to compare the AL East to the AL Central, the Twins lead the AL Central with a 26-24 record. The Blue Jays are at the bottom of the AL East with nearly the same record of 26-25. Tough. NBA postseason. Heat were looking for a win against the Boston Celtics so they could move on to the NBA Finals, becoming the second 8th seed to do so. Celtics were looking for a home win so they could get one step closer to becoming the first team ever to come back from a 3-0 deficit. And in this one, Boston got away.
Tatum, right wing. He'll drive and kick. Smart, wide open three, left side. Hit it! Marcus Smart coming alive tonight. The Celtics have their largest lead, 88-65.
Celtics would go on to win this one. Jimmy Butler was sipping wine, living his best life after Game 4. Now they've lost a couple. The series is longer, and apparently Game 6 will be different.
Because the last two games are not who we are. It just happened to be that way. And we stopped playing defense halfway because we didn't make shots that we want to make. But that's easy to correct. We just got to come out and play harder.
Watched a lot of this game last night.
Mm-hmm.
And once the Celtics start raining threes on you, it's almost impossible to beat them. And that's what they were doing last night. They shot the three and they just distanced themselves from the Heat last night. Remember I told you how I like Patrick, the Heat plus a half?
Mm.
Didn't look, that was not a good bet last night because are we actually going to see this?
It feels like Boston's going to do this.
Doesn't it feel like it though, watching that game last night?
Yeah.
Like Miami looked lost. Like they've done a great job on Jimmy Butler, putting Robert Williams on him.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, like Bam Adebayo has been sort of a non-factor here in games 3 and 4. And it doesn't help that they had all these injuries too so far. Like
Miami's only shot is winning in game 6 down.
They look like they're in trouble.
If this thing gets back to Boston, history happens.
Yeah, like Martin was hurt. Was it Martin who was hurt or Vincent was hurt? Now I'm confused because it's essentially the same guy. Caleb, but whoever was out last night, they were missing him last night.
I'm looking forward to see who moves on. And then we can get to the NBA Finals.
Yes.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Not NBA, but basketball starting in Calgary this weekend as well.
Yeah.
In just a second
as well.
The
surge, right?
The Calgary surge.
Okay.
But first, in golf, it is the Charles Schwab Challenge down in Texas. Harry Hall, your leader, George, after round one, 8 under for a 3-stroke lead. Nick Taylor, the only Canadian in the field, 1 over in his opening round. Michael Block is playing at this tournament after he captured hearts at the PGA Championship. Even his old commercial from the course that he plays at started surfacing, and I'll tell you, it's quite good.
Why am I better at golf than you? Well, I can spend my days here, and golf is heaven.
It's really good stuff. But came down to earth yesterday. Mm-hmm. He finished last in the field at 11 over.
And then also, again, you gotta, when you have your 15 minutes of fame here for Michael Block, don't say something really stupid to anger a lot of people, and now they start rooting against you because you're such a good story.
Should have sold that 7-iron.
So Michael Block also said yesterday that if he could drive like Rory McIlroy, he'd be one of the best players in the world.
The best player in the world.
Mm.
Because of his wedge game and his putting.
He also apologized for that after. He put out a statement, I think, on his Twitter. Yeah. But yes.
And then he did what Michael Block does. It's like, oh, but I can shoot 58, 59. I've done that in my life. I'll go see my kids. California. And then he got all emotional again. It's like,
would be Michael Block?
Like, wouldn't that be such a heel turn if he goes and signs with Liv? Like, he would take that Liv money in a second.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How much do you think it would cost?
Not much.
No.
Liv would probably give him, like, $5
million. Yeah, $5 million, he'd go.
It would be in.
Of course he'd go.
Of course he would.
Feels like a... Just burning money if you live. Like, once again, 11 over yesterday.
Woo. Yeah.
Listen, that fund in Saudi Arabia, it's unlimited money.
Yeah.
Like, it's the richest fund in the world. Like, literally unlimited money.
It's fair, but, I'm sure there's someone that's like, guys, we can't
what
just
What team
make-
would put him on it? They'd sour him, man. They'd sewer that team.
Mm.
He'd sewer it.
No, but you think, like, no, you can't keep...
I don't even know who the good teams are.
But, man, it doesn't matter. Like, they can never spend that money.
No, it's not about spending it.
Yeah.
It's about maybe having, like, one accountant who's like, let's not do this. Like, this isn't
okay,
good.
Maybe.
Like, as much as it's a limited account, I'm sure they've got someone who's... I'm using this loosely. Doing the numbers.
Right.
I bet.
Greg Norman, too.
Yeah.
Really cares about the checks and balances. And then they don't show the playoff on the C-dub.
Liv is in D.C. at the Trump National this weekend.
Oh, of course. I saw a video of Trump hitting a drive yesterday, too, there.
He's such an awkward caller.
Oh, yeah. He looks good.
Yeah, I bet. Brooks Koepka had a hero's welcome to the course as he arrived for this weekend's event. Shotgun start 11:15 Calgary time.
Cool.
On the LPGA, Brooke Henderson lost her second match. Maddie Zarek won hers. Zarek has a win and a draw. Brooke has a win and a loss. They play their third round robin matches today. Brooke will go at 9:40. Maddie will go at 11:30. Local notes, Stampeders training camp continues today.
That octopus certainly is all about business.
Saturday is the red and white game. It's not necessarily a game. It's mostly game-like scenarios. The offense going against the defense, special teams. Admission is free for fans. Gates will open up at 1:30, and they'll get that going at about 2:05. You can also listen to all the rookies sing O Canada. That's a fun tradition of the red and white game where the rookies have to get up and sing O Canada.
That's cool.
Wanted to offer some more congratulations to the Calgary Roughnecks as well. We talked about head coach Kurt Miloski winning the Head Coach of the Year award earlier this week. Yesterday, it was announced that Ty Courier was named the Transition Player of the Year, and Christian DelBianco was named the Goaltender of the Year. Calgary was bounced by Colorado in the Western Conference Final. It's the Buffalo Bandits and the Colorado Mammoth going for all the marbles. From the CPL, Cavalry is on the road this weekend.
Football is alive!
They are playing against York United at 3 o'clock on Sunday, looking to notch back-to-back wins after a 2-0 victory over Atletico Ottawa last week. And a couple of summer sports get going around town this weekend. The WCBL kicks off in Okotoks. The Okotoks Dogs take on the Brooks Bombers at 7:05 down at Seaman Stadium. They will also host Lethbridge on Sunday. Seaman, like you're a sailor. It's that last name.
Daryl Doc Seaman, one of the original owners of the Flames.
Hmm. The Calgary Surge also begin their inaugural season as the Canadian Elite Basketball League begins life in town. The Surge face the Stingers at 4 o'clock at Winsport on Saturday. Tickets actually kind of hard to get for this. Last week they were like 90% sold out, and that's sweet. Good for them. I don't have anything.
Calgary, no, I like how Calgary supports local sports.
We have everything now. We have every sport.
Yeah, I got to go to a Cavalry.
If only
match.
Like
see our boy Tommy there.
Yeah. Local but sports media.
I won't yell at him like you.
He looked at us this past weekend. He was like, he pointed. He knew.
Oh yeah, I like that.
He knew what.
I would just
what
like to
doing.
Shake that handsome man's hand. Big. Go to a match.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
And maybe, good night and good luck to you, sir.
Maybe take our shirts off, Maddie, and wave them in the air like we just don't care.
Yeah, we can put some... What are we writing on our tummies then?
Like, well, can you and I like how you called it our tummies.
Yeah, I needed to call it tummies.
Just write FC.
Well,
FC, like
FC football club.
I got a little
that
brown
we can
sugar
cheer for anybody.
I got a little brown sugar on my tummy.
Uh-huh.
So the lettering wouldn't be as transparent as maybe yours. Or well, not transparent is the right word, but easier to see.
Mine looks like a sheet, so
it's luminescent.
Yeah. You cut a couple holes in it and wear it as a costume in Halloween.
Matt,
spooky.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Maddie's chest does look like a nice piece of white paper.
Yeah.
That you could use as a canvas. It looks like a canvas.
When you put that in front of a camera?
Yeah, like a white balance.
White balance that? Yeah. Put Maddie's
that's
stomach in front
baseball,
of it.
That's a pretty good broadcasting joke. The Rose Report is brought to you by Motorworks. If you own a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. They'll gladly match and then beat any competitor's price by 10%. On 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Come here for the good broadcasting jokes, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally. White balancing jokes.
Yeah.
Got like that. Dude, you didn't use a tripod for that. What are you doing?
Your shaky cam.
All morning, we're taking your text messages on the South Trail Hyundai text line, 960-960, name and location. Aaron Rodgers was on Mad Dog Sirius Sports Radio yesterday and said he's a Swiftie. Loves the album Folklore, admitted full out that he's a Swiftie. Even dudes his age are going to the concert to watch Taylor Swift. We're asking you, what's the song? What's the band? What's the artist that none of your friends and family know that you secretly love and listen to? This is a great one while we go into the break. We're going to do this all morning. We're going to go into the breaks.
Oh, yeah.
And then out of the break. Like, talk about a song that gets gets the dance floor going with the ladies. Turn it up, Alex. It's a great text. Tim in Calgary, closing in on 60. Cyndi Lauper, if girls just want to have fun, hits on Jack FM while I'm driving home. You know I'm singing. And her new jazz stuff is awesome. My wife of 30 years has no idea. 30 plus years has no idea that he loves Cyndi Lauper. Girls just want to have fun.
Tell her. She'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
Just tell her, bro.
Because girls just want to have fun.
Just want to have fun, man.
Maybe it'll be another thing y'all have in common.
Yeah. In the middle of the night, keep these rolling in. 960-960, name and location. We haven't given hours yet. I think we'll give ours at the end of the show.
Okay.
Because I got one that's super sappy and, like, gets me going every time.
All right.
We'll do that.
I'm fired up for this.
To wrap up the show. Keep them rolling in. 960-960, name and location. We'll play your embarrassing song, artist, group that nobody knows that you secretly love, and we'll do it here on Calgary Radio. 960 The Fan. Lots ahead. I don't know how to throw it a break. Commercials.